Good morning. I'm Darren Lashelle in for Roland Giacopetti for Sonoma Spotlight. Our guest this morning is author Robert Corrick. And Robert, you have an exciting event coming up at the Laguna Foundation,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I'm talking about the friendly fungus, the fungus that helps plants grow.
So fungus isn't something I think that most people think about a lot.
Well,
but
it's
important,
right? If they
do,
they think about the toe fungus. It's hard to get rid of. But most plants can't live without this beneficial fungus. About 93% of all plants in the world are dependent upon having this fungus attached to its roots and grow well beyond the roots to grab nutrients.
So that interaction that plants have beneath the soil with fungi, is it a chemical reaction? I mean, what do we know about that?
It's a physiological reaction where the mycelium of one type of mycorrhizal actually penetrates within the cell of the root. Another type penetrates within the walls of the cell, between the walls of the cells. So one is called endomycorrhizae, which is going into the cell, and ecto are the ones that go between the cells. But the roots, I mean, it's actually penetrating into the root.
Wow. So this is vital to the health of plants.
It's not parasitic whatsoever. The plant may give up to 10% of its carbohydrates to the mycelium so they can grow, but there's so much nutrients that come back in, well as moisture, that the plant grows better with them than without.
So the title of your talk is Good Fungi, Healthy Roots, Happy Plants.
Yep, that's it.
Right. So what is it that you want people to gain from this lecture, and what are they going to go away understanding they didn't before?
Two major points. One, how important the fungi are, and two, whether or not they need to buy an inoculant to inoculate their own soil to have as much or more of the mycorrhizae as possible.
So explain the inoculant.
Okay, so they grow mycorrhizae in a condition where they would harvest the fiber, and it has the spores of the fungi. And they sell that to you, and then you distribute it to your potted plants or your garden. But in most cases, you don't need it because most gardens have it already. But there's ways that you can enhance what you have instead of spending money on inoculant.
So there's a variety of things that you could do at home.
And the first thing is to get rid of all compaction. In other words, if they're little tiny thread-like critters, if you step on the soil, you crush them, break them. So the permanent pathways in a garden are very important relative to mycorrhizae. And deep mulches, 3, 4, 5 inches, so that when you walk on the soil itself, you're less likely to break the mycelium that are in the soil beneath the mulch.
So is that a design issue as well as a natural issue, a hardscape versus a...
Right. Like in a vegetable garden, it's nice to have permanent pathways between the beds for a bunch of reasons, but one of them is protect the fungi.
Wow. Yeah. That I think this is something that people can learn a lot about. I mean, something that not a lot of people know about.
Right, exactly. And the plant growth can be up to 1,000 times better with the fungi than without.
Wow, that was my next question. How do you, first of all, know if you have an issue with your soil?
It's hard to tell in the sense there's the two types. One, the endomycorrhizae only grows beneath the surface and never comes up. But the ectomycorrhizae makes mushrooms. So if you see certain mushrooms, you'll know that you have it.
Gotcha.
So that's a good way to do it.
Okay. So during the talk, you'll explain what those are.
Yeah, I mentioned some of them.
Great.
In my book on roots, I have a list of 20 or 30 mushrooms that indicate.
Terrific. Will you have the books there
for
people? Okay, that's great. That's a big help,
I
think, to the gardener who needs some help, right?
Right.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
It's great to have you here. And again, I've been talking with author Robert Corrick, the author of many books about soil health and plants and gardening. His talk is called Good Fungi or Fungi, Healthy Roots, Happy Plants. That's going to be at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation on Saturday, March 3rd from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And that's at the center on Sanford Road in Santa Rosa. For more information and pre-registration, visit lagunafoundation.org. I'm Darren Lashelle for Sonoma Spotlight, and have a great morning.